ready. And when you are ready.
Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, it's been a very busy week, and of course, today we're taking time to commemorate Saturday, 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Absolutely.
Hard to believe. 20 years.
Yeah, it is. I can picture it was a couple houses ago, but I can picture where I was at in the kitchen. And who called me from one of my college friends?
I remember I was up at a former gym I used to go to early in the morning.
Yeah,
and it was just starting to ripple through, and all the TV screens were showing the pictures.
Yeah,
crazy. And we were like, and then it started to sink in.
Yes,
and then the word spread, and I haven't seen people mesmerized like that since 1969, when I was really little and everybody was watching the guys land on the moon.
No, I think you're right. And for I've been very fortunate to do some traveling. And if you have not been to the memorial,
a must see.
It is absolutely a must see. There's very few places in the world that I have been that I just felt a presence and just an immense feeling at that site and at that memorial.
And you just stand there and look.
Yeah, and they do it's so well done how they have the fountains at the original sites just in the water disappearing down into them. And it is very moving to be there and then see what those people did and the heroes that were there that day and the lives lost. So yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family members that were affected by that and all of us were. So it's a crazy, it's been a crazy week. Can you get rid of the smoke around here?
It came back. Okay. The red sun has returned.
The red sun.
Yeah.
Has returned. Well, that red sun, though, it has not affected still, it is an indication of the red hot real estate market.
And the temperatures have cooled to make house showings a little easier.
Oh my gosh. It is so much better to get in a car that's 80 degrees instead of 110.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've absolutely been enjoying our showings, and it's an awesome time to be out looking at real estate and showing real estate things. The yards and everything still look good. The temperature is very pleasant, and we are getting some inventory creep back up a little bit.
Well,
so
last week we were talking about it.
Inching its way up in the 300s. And so we're excited to see that, though. But do not drag your feet too long before making an offer, just as a little snapshot of the market. In the last 30 days, there's been about 410 homes under contract. So
wow,
they are selling very, very quickly. Days on the market still only running about 13. So they are not, and that's an average of the entire market. And the really, really hot price ranges are, selling in 1 to 2 days. That's still giving us less than a 1 month supply of homes. So yes, it is creeping back up. But you still want to be prepared to strike and, make an offer when you see that perfect place. If you have any questions about what it would take to be ready to do that, please go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. We're doing all kinds of, consultations right now. Buyer consultations. A lot of buyers are asking us, what's that looking like now that a few more homes are available? What do we need to do to be ready? What do we need to do to put our house on the market? So we're going to talk a little bit about marketing today. Actually, we're going to talk a lot about marketing. But before we do that, I wanted to get into our crazy celebrity real estate house.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, kind of a fun one, we have a fugitive's house. that has hit the market in Aspen. So,
okay, fugitives and Aspen don't go together.
Okay, well, in this case, so there was a financier from the Czech Republic. He was known as the Pirate of Prague, and he basically stole hundreds of millions from European investors. Well, part of that was used to build a absolutely amazing mansion in Aspen, and it's called the Red Mountain Enclave neighborhood. This place just hit the market for $48 million. It was actually seized by the FBI, and then it was purchased by Richard Braddock, who's the former CEO of Priceline, and then his family redid it. So if you're looking for a house with some very, very grand indoor pool wine cellar that you can throw a huge, huge party in
48 million, you said?
20,000 square feet house, 12 car garage. Yeah, just a mere 48 million, and it could be yours, McKay. So that is our crazy celebrity real estate story. I did want to temper that with a more local, what affects our real estate type story. And we've talked about this a little bit before on the show in a little different slant. This story, I'm going to put us into a commercial space. I think especially what we've seen happening recently in the Tri-Cities and the rest of the state. There's been a lot of businesses affected recently by the COVID again and the COVID outbreaks. Hopefully I do not have to start doing weekly COVID real estate updates like we did before, but commercial real estate is really starting to make some changes because of what's been happening. And Wendy's, the restaurant chain, it'll be interesting to see what happens here in Tri-Cities, but they just announced that across the U.S. over the next year, that 30% of their restaurants would be what they call ghost restaurants. And by ghost restaurants, it means they're going to go into areas, locations, and cities, and they're basically just going to build the kitchen portion of the restaurant and then do delivery only. Wow. So then they don't have the overhead of serving the lobby. They don't have the cleaning of the lobby. I mean, when you look at that, the footprint of the actual restaurant can be smaller. So less infusion for the commercial real estate up front. These are the type of announcement and trends that we're going to start seeing in this sector as we move forward and kind of work our way through, hopefully, what's not the new normal, but work our way through how the pandemic has changed things. And we're starting to see major, major national companies make some drastic changes to respond to that, stay profitable and keep growing. So
ghost restaurants
is the terminology that they're using for that. And, you know, I think we've seen, you know, some examples of this. I think even in our market, we've seen some Pizza Hut locations and, you know, some other places that were delivery only. And that's going to be something to look for. And we're going to start seeing more of that in our market. Well, this week I wanted to talk about selling. And if you listen to the show or you've heard before, we talk about the four pillars of selling in real estate. And if you're going to sell a house or get a house ready to go to market, the four pillars of that strategy that we really look at are price, the condition of the property, the location, and then the marketing. What type of marketing has gone along with that? And it really takes all four of those to have, you know, to have a strong foundation for the sale of that property. Well, today specifically, I come across an article when I was getting ready for the show and researching that I thought really spoke to that. And that was, are you hiring a company or an agent that has the marketing section of that really figured out? And so I loved it because I came across an article in Inman News that was called 10 Bonkers Real Estate Marketing Strategies That Actually Worked. And so I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting on what they're calling bonkers that has actually worked and how many of those over the course of the years and currently that I have implemented. So I started going through it. And the very first strategy that came up was working your own local neighborhood. And so an agent had sent out letters with his picture on it that basically said, when you see me out in the front yard, stop me and ask me what your home is worth. And so then he would go out and he would do yard work out there and then be walking around with his dog. And sometimes he would send out a picture of his dog with it. Mm-hmm. And so I got to tell you, like in every neighborhood that I've lived in, we have implemented this strategy. It's a very simple strategy. In fact, in our business, you know, we're in an agriculture area, but they call that farming your neighborhood. So having a farm neighborhood, and it works even better when it's a neighborhood you live in because you're highly invested in that neighborhood and you have relationships there. So I checked the first one off of the list. And the second one that came up, and hopefully there's some businesses out there or people that can take some ideas of this and implement it. The second one that came up, I had to laugh, was called a needle in a haystack. And so I actually copied this idea from a Spokane agent. The article referenced a New Hampshire agent who basically, he took 100 cardboard boxes, small boxes like you would ship a softball in or something, filled it with straw, and then put a needle in the middle of it and attached a little card that said, finding a good realtor is like finding a needle in a haystack.
Oh,
and then he sent those out to prospective clients, or he sent those out to people that were for sale by ownering their house or that needed to. And so I had to laugh because I got this idea from a Spokane agent. And so obviously it had, you know, we had talked about it and we used to deliver these in that same manner. And it was super successful. Just meaning because if two or three people were calling you on the phone, but then you get this package and it shows the material, it really helps you stand out. There was a local builder kind of along these same lines 7 or 8 years ago that when we had inventory and, and there was more than enough to sell and not as many buyers, a builder did an amazing campaign where once a week for 8 weeks, they delivered a piece of the material from the house. And so like one day you got a stud and on the stud, it was printed like a section of the 2x4 cut off. And the stud, it said something like, you know, like we build a, you know, we're a bunch of studs. And then the next day the next week they sent some siding and they sent a little piece of glass and it said, can you see yourself in our house? And yeah, and so it very, very catchy.
Non-traditional, they call that guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla marketing. And so you've got to be thinking that way to get this pillar of real estate correct.
Now, just curious, kind of sidebar, you've seen those signs around Tri-Cities, we buy houses. Does that fit in? Or is that a little out of
no,
the weeds?
No, I'm going to go ahead, McKay, and said that and say that that does fit in.
Those are mostly flippers though.
Mostly flippers.
But you see them everywhere. We buy houses, you know. Yeah,
absolutely. And so what we call those is we call those bandit signs.
Okay.
Because if you look up the code in most of the cities, you will find that those signs are not allowed to be out. And so we call them bandit signs. And so now one of the things I caution in those situations is when you're calling a number like that for anybody that's listening or talking about, I definitely caution people to make sure you are talking to a licensed real estate agent because we have a higher standard of care that our licensing requires us to and more disclosure, meaning you might not get an accurate representation of the value of your house. Where if you're talking to a real estate agent, we have a higher requirement by our license.
Legally required.
To give you that value. You can decide to take, you know, more or less or whatever you want, but Please make sure when you're calling those numbers that you're talking to a licensed real estate agent. If you are not, I run what's called an iBuying program at the Kenmore team, and we will buy those houses in those situations. In fact, I did a video last month, and we wanted three more of those, and we're currently now in process on fixing those up to add to our inventory.
And so, now you know.
So there is what that situation is. This one I had to laugh on. This is really cool, this next one, but my wife would never let me do this. and so from this article, it said this was the first one I had to check off the box, kind of, that I have not done. So there is an agent in Connecticut. I think he has a much higher average sales price than I do. But he bought a customized Mercedes Sprinter van.
Oh.
And then he outfitted it with a bathroom and then his office and Wi-Fi connections so that he would just drive around, show his clients. It's like a luxury vehicle. They would look at the listings on the screen in the van. And then you would just write the offer right there when you got out of the house.
So he had a mobile office.
Kind of like the mobile office. So very, very cool. I've seen this on some TV shows and stuff. The closest thing that I can get to touring like that I will say we've done is about 12 years ago, there was a higher number of bank repos in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were more foreclosures and bank repos. And we did for a short period of time, we ran a foreclosure tour.
Oh.
To where I would get a bus on a Saturday or a Sunday. We would have investors come and then we would tour around the foreclosures on the bus. And we got a ton of business out of that. So it was just another one of those marketing ideas that got us a lot of business. The next one I can on the list of the top 10 bonkers ideas people have done, I can honestly say I have not done this one either. Following up the Mercedes Sprinter van is an agent that leased a private jet to take his client to another city where he was buying a second home.
Wow.
McKay, I can guarantee you that I have not done this. So that is not in the budget for sure. Now, what have we done? Well, we have used, before drones were very, very popular, we had some large acreage listings about 15 years ago, and we did hire somebody to go up in a plane and take pictures for us of those properties. Nowadays, that's completely changed, and you just hire one of our amazing drone operators in the area to go out, take much better footage than we ever used to get, and provide that back from the drone. So that's been totally replaced by a new technology. The last one on the list that was here was candlelight yoga in a property.
Oh boy.
Was listed. And so this was in a bigger city. It was in a high rise in Vancouver, Canada, from the article. And so what it was a condo unit that had an amazing view at night. So it looked better in the evening. You could see the lights of other buildings and stuff. So they hosted an evening yoga session in the house.
Wow.
Have we ever done that? No, but have we done appetizers and after work drinks at a house here locally to showcase the lights and the view at night? 100% yes. And so we've kind of copied some of those strategies and used here locally.
Very good.
And so it was pretty fun to go through that list. So I am 70% bonkers is what that told me, because I've done 7 out of the 10 on the list. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, I wanted to talk. We talked about these crazy ideas and what led you to do that. The need to really be a marketing strategist for your clients and for your home. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about some recent changes and some of the things we've been doing to help your home stand out, get it sold for the most amount of money in the least amount of time.
Right here on News Talk 870. And when you are ready, go ahead.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been taking a dive into what I call kind of the fourth pillar of selling.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the marketing portion that we look at. And really, when you hire an agent and you hire a firm, you really have to consider what type of marketing experience do they have?
Yeah.
For instance, being on this radio show and hosting this radio show. These are just some of the many, many things that we look at that add to that equation. It was interesting. I was watching a show recently about social media and influencers on social media. And so you know, they show a screenshot of the room and the person has the round flashlight that mm-hmm. lights your face up perfectly.
Yeah.
And they jump out of bed and they, you know, fix their hair and everything and then jump back in and pretend they're waking up, you know, and I start laughing. And my brain just works differently in real estate. And I immediately think, like, this is how we want to showcase your home.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to market, we like to have special flashlights and we like to have the lighting correct. And
it's, well, that falls into the staging. Like, you have a staging person who sets up the home.
100%. And then it comes down to the quality of the photographs and how they're taken. Very, very similar to what you're seeing in these situations. It's a matter of, because you can take a great looking house, and if the picture's taken wrong, you can totally mess it up.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. Now, there is a fine line. There is an ethical line that cannot be crossed as mm-hmm. far as like photoshopping and changing the colors. And oh, trust me, we talk about agents going too far. We have seen that happen. You know, mm-hmm. like I remember when Photoshop and changing things first became a thing, there was pictures that people were posting that had a disclaimer at the bottom that said what the house could look like.
Yeah.
And they had literally taken pictures and then Photoshopped them. And so that's obviously.
And they got in trouble.
They got in trouble and that was addressed. But yeah, you're exactly right. A great photographer can just enhance the right qualities of a house. And so as we look at making your home stand out, the first couple things that I wrote down was, number one was, do you have the technology to, for instance, the technology now puts you right inside the home with the correct lighting.
With the virtual tours and everything too.
3D tours. That we have the camera technology that we're using. We're not just taking pictures of homes anymore. I mean, we're scanning homes. I mean, we're setting up tripods and scanners in the different room, 360 degree photos and scans so that you as the consumer, and really this comes down to right now, especially a safety issue with what's going on with the spread of COVID and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We can send one person into that home, scan that home, and then we can have hundreds and thousands of people walk through virtually from the comfort of their own home without any additional risk in those situations. But these scans are literally giving you the option of looking at every wall and every corner and then how the rooms are connected so that before you've been to the house, you've actually been able to walk through it. The next thing that we have to deal with is, does your marketing team that you're hiring, does your real estate agent, do they have an in-house graphic designer?
Because mm-hmm.
that's really when we start to take things to the next levels, having someone with a design eye look at that ad, make sure the placement looks correctly, making sure that the photo that was selected for a very specific reason and in a specific order. So all of that goes down to these very, very, and like the article we talked about before the break, what most people would call bonkers details when we look at marketing your house.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me all the time, they're like, Lance, it's crazy. I drive around and I see that you use this two post real estate sign
mm-hmm. I've seen that.
All of your listings. And we get bonkers about those type of details because number one, if you've been in the Tri-Cities long enough to know, it's going to be windy someday.
Yeah.
Why your house is listed. We got tired of signs being, you know, blown over or being tattered. And so, you know, we came across a system that worked way better. And also from a marketing standpoint, just immediately sets you up above, you know, above and beyond. I don't want somebody to pull up to a beautiful home that they're going to see and make their own and then have the sign leaning half over and immediately have the client mm-hmm. have in their mind even a thought about a quality issue. So you can rest assured that I have only one other time seen our two-post sign leaning over, and that's because a car hit it. Mm. And so that was the only other time that I've seen that happen. It's going to look the way that you want it to look. The next thing that I wrote down was, do you have national endorsements behind what you're doing? Is the marketing strategy that you're using, has that been vetted? People always laugh and they talk about, you know, they talk about our affiliation with Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank and why that is. Well, from when I first got into real estate, and she was running her company in New York, we followed a lot of her marketing techniques and she was big on doing things so that you could stand out. And so that always stuck with us, and we were very fortunate to continue that relationship later. Mm-hmm. Totally not PC and correct, but I'll never forget, and it's really what started my wife and I in the business, is the first chapter of her book said that if you don't have big, and we'll just say X, well, we won't say the word, if you don't have big X, then you better tie ribbons in your hair. And so just saying, you've got to stand out. And so for me, like, I don't have, you know, like, you don't have enough hair to tie ribbons into. And so I said, McKay, I better get on the radio more. So what's the saying they use, McKay, for DJs like us? We have a face.
The face for radio.
We have a face for radio. Exactly. So there's different ways that you can stand out in those situations. The other thing that we want to talk about is just what makes, you know, your house stand out. We recently had a very unique property that had a ton of entertaining space, and it was in a neighborhood that had amazing jogging and running trails. And so mm-hmm. we went with this concept of a lifestyle video, and we hired some professional videographers, and we got some actors in there because we wanted to show not just the house itself, but what is it, you know, in today's day and age, what does it feel like to live there? What does it feel like to just, you know, leave your front door and go out jogging? And then when you come home from that jog, you know, to go out back, barbecue, have your neighbors come over. Those are like the situations and the time that really make that house a home. And so we wanted to spotlight that, and we were able to do that. And then by doing that, it was a huge factor in contributing to us getting, you know, thousands of dollars over the list price. And in this market right now, that's really what we're trying to do for our sellers is, how can we use our marketing? How can we use our experience to leverage a seller getting the most amount of money out of their home? Because I do hear a lot. They're like, hey, every, you know, like you say on the radio, inventory is light and it's pretty easy for us to stick a sign out there and sell the house.
Yeah.
It could be, but it's also, it's going to be way more difficult for you to get multiple offers, potentially get over list price, and then avoid the pitfalls that come with the rest of the transaction. So if you are looking to put an extra $10,000, $20,000 in your pocket, you have questions about what type of marketing it takes to get that done, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. Obviously, we love marketing. We love ads. We love being on the radio. We love designing these video tours. Like, it truly is, like I said, one of the four pillars to get it correct. Mm-hmm. And like we always say, to maximize the amount of money you get it as a seller in the least amount of time and with the fewest hassles. So, marketing in a nutshell for real estate, that's what we were after today. The market is still absolutely on fire. We have big Septembers. People get back to school. Mm-hmm. They get their kids in a routine. Then they start making decisions again. So we're getting a lot of new inventory that's coming on the market for people that have decided to sell. And buyers that have been on the sideline out there, give us a ring back, because as this new inventory comes to market, there's going to be some great fall options that have not existed the last 9 months. So we'll be out there making it happen, getting people into those houses. Kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.